So this is episode number 2 of my audio blog. The first one was very well received. I was surprised, actually. Really short and sweet, but got some nice feedback and some nice comments. Always nice to hear from you. Tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, and hopefully try and add as much value as I can. This is a audio version of my blog that I put up on garciamedia.ca once a week. So here we go. This one was written in April of this year, and it was about gambling on your marketing. So it's simply entitled, Don't Gamble on Your Marketing. How much are you willing to risk on marketing? It's still the holy grail of everyone and everything on earth. I mean, everybody needs marketing. Everybody needs to get their message out there. Eat this because it's better than that. Drive Ford, not Chev. Drink wine, not beer. You know, the list is endless. But the message is the same. We all need marketing because we're all selling something. There is no free lunch. So the question then becomes, how do we sell the product or service that we are trying to make money from? Easy, right? Marketing. Then we get to questions like, what do we use? Who do we use? Is it flyers or is it Facebook? Yes, it's 2023 and people still use flyers. I mean, honestly, if somebody's marketing plan includes flyers, I am out. But look around. I mean, they're still everywhere. In a sense, marketing used to be a lot like gambling, especially in the early days before social media and all the other cool stuff that comes with having things like Google and TikTok. I mean, it was just the Wild West stuff. Shotgun approach 101, point and shoot, hope to hit something. It's pretty much like walking into a casino, putting a bunch of money on red or black on the roulette table. That or whatever your game of choice is, the point is, you're gambling your ass off, hoping for a great outcome. Marketing is no different. With all the tools at your disposal these days, the shotgun approach is no longer required. It's a matter of finding the right marketing partners to assist and advise you along the way. The right team. Maybe you are that person in your organization. Whatever it is, a great partner in marketing is always a good idea and always worth the money. As they say, two heads are better than one, plus it's loads more fun. In this day and age, there is no need to gamble on your marketing. What you are really gambling on is the partner that you choose to help you reach your goals. Go with your gut. Remember that we all have the same tools at our disposal and the same 24 hours. What will set you and your brand apart will ultimately be the partner you choose and the marketing decisions you allow them to take on your behalf for your best possible ROI. Don't gamble on your marketing. Save that for the casino and remember that the house always wins.